Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey folks, let me ask you a question. Are you burned out? Are you overworked and overwhelmed? That is the common experience for all entrepreneurs. In fact, we have some solutions today. Rachel Luther, it's great to be with you today.
It is wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Hey, listen, we have a bunch of great people here. In fact, we're going to give away some prizes to the most engaged member. So therefore, I want to know where you're from. And also, I want to know if you are overwhelmed. Type in the chat, overwhelmed, if you're overwhelmed. Because I think there's so many people right now who they don't know what side is up. They've gotten so overwhelmed. Tell us about the concept of virtual assistants, because I think it's this beautiful thing in the world today that we wouldn't have had 30, 40, 50 years ago. What is a virtual assistant? Why are they the rescuer to so many people?
Yes. So virtual assistants are somewhat new within like the last decade. I started my virtual assistant company before I knew what virtual assistants really were. And now they're also called back office managers. So You might also see that term. And you can search for either and people identify as either one in some ways. But a virtual assistant is a remote team member that joins and supports your business. They are their own. They are not an employee of your company. So just for the logistics of that, it's not someone that you hire as an employee where you take on all of those employer responsibilities, but it's a contractor or a relationship like that where they are their own business and they support your team on an as needed basis. So whether you're a team of one and you just need a few hours each week or you need many hours a week, then that's a virtual assistant. They're a great solution for that for you. So that is just basically what a virtual assistant is. The key thing about virtual assistants though, are they have an expertise and training in certain aspects of back office support typically. So when you're looking for a virtual assistant, you're going to find that there are virtual assistants who focus on bookkeeping or who focus on marketing, graphic design, SEO, HR, or a realtor assistant or a paralegal. So you're going to get a variety of them. I probably didn't catch every single one, but you get the point. Like they have expertise and years of experience in that industry. And as an entrepreneur or a small business, you get to tap into that expertise without paying their full salary. So that's kind of the perk and the benefit that businesses receive when they use a virtual assistant.
I'll tell you what, folks, this is amazing. Before I hired any employee, which was only, this might shock people. People might be like, you've been in existence since 2004. We only hired our first employees too in 2020. Otherwise, up until then, I used VAs or freelancers for our entire business. So, I mean, we went from no figure to a three-figure, four-figure, five-figure, six-figure, seven-figure business, and now even multiple seven figures with no employees. And I want people to realize, like, I was scared to hire my first VA. So I get it. You know, we think I'm not even making enough money for myself. How can I hire a VA? But Here's the beauty of this. You're not committing for the entire year, or are you?
Each VA sets their thing up differently. So Typically you can set up a month to month arrangement where, you invoice as needed on a month to month basis. Sometimes it's a project based. Like if you have a busy season or you want to do this launch or this initiative because of something going on in your business, A virtual assistant can come in for a period of time for that. other arrangements, which really are what grow you to those 6-7 figures, like what Carrie's talking about, would be an ongoing relationship where they consistently support you multiple hours a week so that you really get into each other's lives and business and it becomes two people working together for the same common goal of your business. So there's a range based on where your business is and what your needs are.
So here's a little exercise, Rachel, that I do with clients very early on when I work with them, especially in Dream Job Bootcamp. I get them to realize what their hourly rate is. Okay, so right now, Robert's here. We have Karen here. We have Michelle here. You know, we have Canada. We have Texas. We have all kinds of people, and many more people will watch the replay. But I want people to realize that until you know your hourly rate, you don't know if a VA is worth it. In fact, you might be losing a ton of money. Here's an example. So Rachel, I hate doing bookkeeping. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, like, it literally, like, I'm not even joking. I would go into a slight depression every year when I had to do not even my taxes. I had to prepare the documents for the CPA. And what I would do is I would start complaining, and I'm not a complainer. I would tell Kelly, my wife, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to start getting numbers together. And she'd be like, why don't you just hire someone? And I'd be like, I have a CPA, but I just have to assemble things. And literally, Rachel, it would weaken me to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
Then once I realized, you know, I can hop on a coaching call and coach someone and make, I mean, when I first started, it was, I don't know, you know, $100 an hour or something like that for coaching. A VA is cheaper than $100 an hour.
Yes, it is.
So I want people to realize, like, okay, I'm losing money if I say I'm going to do bookkeeping, which I stink at, and I'll make more mistakes and I'll feel bad and I'll hate my life, but I'd rather do it myself than hire someone. Like, it, I think a lot of entrepreneurs, especially solopreneurs, they don't get it, but it's actually a smart money producing move to hire a VA. Let's talk about that. Do you see this happen to people?
Yes. So that is a conversation that I've had many times, and I have to remind myself of, like, even myself, I have the inclination, like, oh, I'll just do it. But after 10 years of being in the outsourcing industry and implementing what I tell people to do, it's a natural inclination now. But the struggle of I can't afford it, or not understanding what your hourly rate is, it's really, now coming from a bookkeeper, I'm going to say this, it may not be this easy, but I'm like, it's basic math. So like you said, you charge.
It is basic math, and I'm bad at basic math.
Yes. So it's, you charge $100 for your service, and you charge, you know, for bookkeeping, $50 for that service per hour. So right there, you've got a $50 per hour difference that you were choosing to do something that you hated, that brought you down emotionally, mentally, and affected your relationship with your wife, because she had to recognize, she had to listen to you complain. And you then also were losing $50 an hour by doing that instead of $100 an hour. And that's the conversation that I have with people about. So let's look at your day to day, what you do and where you could make more money by redirecting yourself.
It's great.
And focusing on your, what you can call revenue producing, you know, tasks, or you could say it's some, whatever you're passionate about, what you are skilled at, that you went into business to do, the things that drew you to your industry. That's where you want to focus, which is going to be your moneymaker. You know, you don't typically go into an industry where what you love isn't what's going to make you money.
Yeah.
It's the dragging down of all the other things that came along with your business that you're like, oh, now I have to do all of this stuff, but I just want to go and do these things. I just want to coach, or I just want to build these things, or I just want to insert your industry. But yet you find yourself spending hours and time doing other things that you can't get out and do as much of what you decided to do and what you were wanting to invest your life in.
Yes. This is so smart. Folks, if this is making sense to you, and I love what Karen says, she's like, do you help with blogs or websites? Is that part of what fits under VAs as well?
Absolutely. So you will be able to find a VA who is an expert in copywriting, as well as then you might find another one that's an expert in coding. Like, we have both on our team. We have web developers as well as in copywriters. So yes, we certainly do with that. A VA will be able to do that if they're the right VA. So it just kind of depends on the VA.
Right now I have a teammate, Michelle from Montreal. I don't even know if I've ever met him physically. Michelle, tell me if I have. I apologize if I haven't, because we have a big tribe. But I talk with them every day, but I don't know if I've even ever met him physically.
Yeah.
And this is normal. Abby, who was one of our VAs, I didn't meet her for 2 years, and she lived in, you know, Arkansas. The point is this, folks, like, so Michelle says we have not met yet. The point is this, like, these VAs have my credit cards. They have my, I had to let go of a lot of stuff, and it isn't always like that, but now I have VAs that, and this sounds, it's, here's what it happens, Rachel. We've been taught the wrong things.
Mm.
As a person who grew up in Midwest Wisconsin from a poor family, pretty much, it was like, you don't dare pay anyone anything. You do it yourself. And I'm not even saying my parents taught me that. It was just, you grew up with that. It's like, you do your own lawn, you do your own plumbing, and there's this badge of pride that says you don't know how to do it, and it spent 10 times as long, but you did it yourself. Today I have people who get my mail. I have people who deliver food. I have a team of over 35 people. But it didn't start like that. It started with me being a control freak saying, I can't let anyone help me. Why is that a lie? And why is that a recipe for failure?
So I think one of the reasons, to just kind of enforce what you're saying, I think one of the reasons why we all do that is because it's what we were taught to do. Just like you were saying, my dad was an entrepreneur and he did everything. Like, he did all the things for his business and he worked long hours. And I think it was glorified by our parents. And I don't mean that as a negative thing. Like, yeah, that is
it, was that generation. I'm probably old enough to be your dad. I'm just saying.
I look younger than I am.
There, so,
fortunate genetics.
There you go.
But it's one of those things that, you know, we're taught that if you're not hustling and being busy and accomplishing things from when you wake up to when you go to bed, if you're not making something happen, it's not going to happen. You're being lazy. You're not working hard. And I think what we need to do is rebrand that thought process to say, let's work smarter. Like, it doesn't have to be the number of hours that we do in a day. It has to be the impact that we make in our business. And so, you know, for me, I want to target where I can impact my company the most. Mm-hmm. And that's what we help our clients do. That's one of the reasons why you get a VA. They help you pinpoint those things and have you do those things, and they do the other things. So I think we don't let go because, one, we feel like we have to do it all to make it happen. Like, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? And that was how I lived when I first started Check Off Your List. I was a one-woman show doing everything. And if I didn't do it, it didn't get done.
Yeah.
And that's how everybody starts, I think.
Everybody starts that way.
Exactly. That's what works. So that's how you started your company. It becomes your baby and you did everything.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Letting go is hard. Like, then, well, are they going to do it as well as I do it? Are they going to do it how I do it? Are they, you know, sometimes it's like, are they even going to do it? Sometimes people aren't as reliable as what you are for your business because you're passionate and you care about it. And so it's all of those fears that keep us from enlisting a virtual assistant. And I think that, you know, overcoming those with the thought process of evaluating it from a profit and loss statement, like, numbers don't lie. I have a bookkeeper background. And so looking at it that way, you can't then say, I can't afford it. Like, it then makes sense.
It pays for it. It honestly, after a very short time, you will realize, why did I wait so long? You know, I got to share this question here with Karen says, does Rachel work with you, Carrie? Listen, great question. She does not. And here's why. Because she is a rock star at having a VA company. So in other words, I have multiple lines of income. One of the lines of income is that I love business owners. and I have a mastermind. And people in my Fire Ring mastermind, they ask all the time, how do I stop doing everything? And the sooner we can get these people VAs, the sooner they can start saying, you know what, all this stuff that's not my superpower, I'm going to start giving up. And then the time expands. And then they say, now I can get to do my superpower. Instead, if you're saying in your life, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that. Imagine a life where you say, I love to do this. And that's what we're doing, Rachel, isn't it? That we're taking away all those things of have to and finding someone to do them for us.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a process and a way that you can kind of filter through the tasks that you have in a day to pinpoint what you can get off your plate. And it really comes back to a lot of what you were just saying about what you're passionate about, what I get to do rather than what I have to do. And so one of the things that I in my life have done to do that is to figure out what's important and urgent. Going back to like if you the Edison Matrix, I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's a pretty common thing, but essentially it's how he would make decisions. And on my own, I figured out and kind of like a thought process of what do I need to touch as the business owner? What needs my thought process? What needs my dream, my vision, and me as a person that I can't outsource? Like it needs me. What requires skill? Like there are things that I can do in my company that other people can't because that's why I own the company. And so you then need to focus on the things that are your skills. And so if you prioritize those things, then all of a sudden you're going to have all these other leftover things that you can then start outsourcing, the things that don't make the cut for that.
That's so good.
Strategize through that how to then outsource.
I love what Robert says. I might need an army of VAs at this point. I'll tell you what, Robert, it starts with finding one, the right one, and you would be shocked. What used to take you 3 hours might take them, after a little bit of training, 15 minutes. And you're like, oh my gosh, how are they doing this? Because it's their love to. Your hate to is their love to. So we have a link. And we're going to talk about this link here. And the reason why I brought Rachel on today is because I get this question all the time. Carrie, do you know a VA? Or they might not even use those words. They might just say, Carrie, I need help. But this is specifically a quote that there's a limit to how much you can accomplish. It's called time. You know. And so here's my whole endorsement. And then I love this company, Rachel's company. You see all of our clients are in the background here and you get a free consultation. So some of you just said, I want to talk with Rachel. I want to meet with Rachel. If you need help with admin, bookkeep. So are these like your four major things or?
These are the four majors that most businesses need. There are more, but those are the typical hotspots.
Yeah. Bookkeeping, not good at it. Admin, hate it. Marketing, I kind of dig. Website, hate it. So it's like in my life, boom, you would start freeing me up to this. And even this, I'm not hired to be a marketer. I dig it. But now I can all of a sudden focus on all the things I need. You have some great testimonials here and it's scheduling a consultation. And by the way, folks, this Igniting Souls link lets them know that you're part of our DNA. They know our brand. So they know what we have in terms of content creators. And we call it ACEs, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers. And so we're putting it down right here. Put the link there, Michelle, if you can, in the Facebook comments. But talk to us. Give us some tips because this is... A lot of people are saying, I get it, but there's some people saying, this is scary. It means letting go of control, and it means talk to us about some of the objections people have and these things.
Yeah, so the objections and the scary things about letting go of tasks, that's that is very different for each person. And we definitely talk, you know, can talk through that in a consultation, that type of thing. But it really stems down to a lot of the things that we were talking about as far as fear of letting go, the or sometimes it's just the unrealistic ideation that you can do it yourself. Like, oh, I got this. Like, I can do it all. Well, I personally reached a point where I couldn't set my alarm any earlier and I couldn't stay up any later. Like, my health was suffering. Like, there comes a point where you're like, you can't do all of it. And so, you know, just being too optimistic about your time, which that's me. Oh, it'll just take 5 minutes. And like 25 minutes later, that just, you know, that is not what I, it's not what I signed up for. And so I think, you know, that's another thing that people who they want to do it themselves because they want to make sure it's done right themselves. But quite frankly, when you hire a virtual assistant, they're skilled. They are experts in those things that you're not. And so you need to give them the freedom to improve upon what you've done. I'm not a marketing person. I have a bookkeeping background. And so I just send word vomit to my marketing team. And then I get back these beautiful marketing materials and they're well worded because our writers get involved. And like, I would have spent days upon days trying to, and that sounds awful, really. And I just have to like quickly just like word vomit the you know, my thoughts, and they read through the lines and pick better words and that type of thing. So for those of us who are also control freaks like myself, like I tend to be very, you know, like I like it done my way. Surrounding yourself with people who are experts in what they do. I think that's the key. You can find a virtual assistant anywhere with any kind of background, you know, so they very well could be someone who's like, I want to start out on my own and become a virtual assistant. And that's great. But what's their background? Like, what's their experience? Mm-hmm. What do they know how to do because they've been doing it or because that's their training? Then like delegate that stuff to them.
Yeah.
So that I think really helps overcome some of those fears when you know and you can trust that it's okay. They've done this before. You can train them on how you did it, but quite frankly, you're probably training them on things that they already know and possibly better.
This is so good, folks. In fact, Karen says, this is great. Sherry, who, by the way, we just got her book translated into Turkish. Big congratulations to you. But see, even that example where, okay, she got a publishing deal from Turkey. She's got a little bit of finances. She can either do this stuff that she hates, like transcripts and videos with medical knowledge that then she's probably not good at, or even if she is good at it, it's not her highest value. Mm-hmm. Or she can pay a VA, the right VA, do what she loves and have more joy, freedom, peace. So let's talk about this here as we wrap up today. I want to share some of these testimonials. These are powerful testimonials. And then give us some next steps in just a moment. But you look at this. Having Morgan, it sounds like that was her VA, handle the bookkeeping for my business has freed up my time to focus on running the business. When I was handling the books myself, I was stressed and frustrated knowing I wasn't doing it correctly. I've been there. Having my numbers in order allows me to strategically make better business decisions and grow. Here's Joanne who says, wow, my virtual assistant has been a business coach, mentor, traffic ad strategist, marketing planner, social media. I mean, she's not getting just somebody who's filing papers. It sounds like she's getting almost a real brain to partner on. Is this true?
That's really what we try to do. Yes. So we try to hire experts in the various industries that we have. You'll look and they have experience doing those things. These are not entry-level admin positions that we fill at Check Off Your List. Like even our virtual assistants who do admin things, they're executive assistants. They have experience working and helping and supporting an executive and a business owner to really just relieve their stress and relieve the things that bog down their day to day. So we do, you know, we pride ourselves on providing excellent team members and who are qualified in the various things that they do. We also then have a someone who is solely devoted to customer relationship management. Like their job is to make sure that you get what you need and that you are working with the right virtual assistant. And so as you work with them to kind of guide you to the right place and figure out what your needs are, they then can help coordinate that so that you're not trying to deal with five different companies doing five different things. So you can find that expert in all the different things, because that's what it ends up coming to. Is, you know, five different experts in five different companies, and then you're facilitating all those things. Yeah. And so you have someone that's their job to do that for you.
So folks, you've started a business or a side hustle because you love what you do. But as you gain success, many other ancillary tasks come to surface that you don't like, you're not good at, and they will literally fill your life so that you now hate your life and you don't even like the business that you started because it creates more of the stuff you don't like. Or you can be one of these people who makes the leap. My coach, Dan Sullivan, wrote Who, Not How. So Rachel, I got to send you that book. Michelle, yeah. See, this is like literally, I used to like write down your name and address and then go to the post office. Now I just say, Michelle, please ask Erica to send Who Not How to Rachel. Done. And it happens. So Rachel, as we end today, how much is a consultation to chat with your team?
So a consultation depends on.
It's so good.
Decided to come and see me.
You are good.
We're wrapping up at 12:30 and she.
That's all good.
So. Yeah, you want to wave hi? Yes.
Hey. All right.
So a consultation, typically is $100 to $200, depending on what we're talking about, what we're doing. And so that is our free gift to anyone who wants to take advantage of that, to just sit down and talk with one of our experts about what their next steps could be. So it's a no obligation, just a problem solving, just a tell us about what your business is. Tell us about what you're doing, what your stresses are, what your day-to-day looks like, and then figuring out how we might be able to relieve some of those things.
I love that. I love that. So there's no obligation, but it's a $200 value of scheduling. And I love it. So Rachel, you were gold today, and thank you. And it looks like it's lunchtime.
It is. Yes. We're going to be eating lunch now, huh?
Awesome. Well, hey, you take care, my friend. And thanks for being here. And I'll wrap up with a few things, okay? Take care. Awesome. Well, listen, folks, that was awesome. And I love it. I got kids, too. And they're a little bit older. But listen, we all have to be available in this COVID post world where, listen, I'm at the office today. But a lot of times I'm at my bookshelf, which means it's my home office, which means life's happening right outside my office. And that even makes VAs more important, folks. We live in a world right now where home and life and work has all melded into one in a post-pandemic world. And here's what I know. You need the time and the bandwidth to get done your superpower. And your superpower will get compromised if you try to do everything. So Robert asks the question, are the VAs experienced to work with authors marketing books the way Carrie suggests? Yeah, like the same things that we're teaching in marketing, exactly. So I would tell you folks, there's no obligation right now. Go to checkoffyourlist.com/igniting-souls. And I think it leads you right there. So it was a blast. And Rachel, I'm going to bring you back on. You can say goodbye to everybody.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining in and listening in our conversations and asking questions. It was a lot of fun. And I'm excited to, you know, help anyone out who might want to just have a conversation.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And folks, again, VAs, we've been getting that question a lot. Our mastermind has been asking. And so we wanted to bring on this special training. Susan says, what are you talking about post-pandemic? Here's what I mean. Sure. Post-pandemic means we now have life after the pandemic. Is the pandemic over? No, but I'll tell you what, you now are working in a post-pandemic world, meaning life's never going back to normal. And so this is the new normal, and we're creating the new normal. And so, yes, we absolutely need to rethink the way we do business. So thanks for being here, everybody. Take care. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.